episode of Bad Advice. Thank you for joining us here at Skid Row Studios. If you're ready, write down this number if you want to call, if you have a question for us, or if you just want to join in the conversation, whichever it is, call us here at 800-893-9562. Again, call us here at Skid Row Studios at 800-893-9562. I'm joined as every week with a panel of very funny individuals. Over in the corner, we have Eli King, a very, very funny young lady. Yeah. Thank you, Eli, for joining
us. This is a big deal. This is our first time with ovaries in the room.
It is a first time with a lady, and yet it's not going to change what we say, okay?
No, not my first time with a lady.
We also have Vic Cohen, a very funny man. Hello, Vic. Thank you for joining us.
No ovaries here. Thank you.
Ken August.
Not since the surgery, no.
Ken August, a good friend of mine.
Also known as Gus.
Who hosts the weekly wrap-up here every Sunday. So make sure you tune into his show. We also have Vince Royale. Funny comic. Thank you, Vince. And over in the corner there, we have Mr. Ron Swallow. That's right.
That's his real name.
Every week, I am your host, Drew Marks. We are here. We will take questions on any subject at all. We will also offer advice to people I feel need it, but didn't ask. All right. Our first story this week. This one I actually really like.
Bring it on.
Let's do it. This is a gentleman named Gerald Ryder, 55. Apparently, police in Dubuque, Iowa, responded to an unusual call this week. There were reports of a zebra and a parrot in the front seat of a truck. It's already funny. Here's the great part. This man was arrested for drunk driving, and he had a zebra and a parrot in the front seat of his truck.
What kind of truck was that? That's a big truck.
Also, was it Walt Disney driving by any chance?
How do you get a zebra to get into your truck, period?
I've tried. Plus, you get candy.
Oh, candy.
This is the best part of the story.
What was the other animal?
$175 ticket.
A zebra and a macaw parrot.
Not having its seatbelt on, by the way.
But this is what Gerald told the cops. He says, I took them because the zebra and the parrot enjoy going for rides in his truck, and they like going with me to the bar.
I think that's obvious.
I get that.
Now, the thing is, what I find fascinating about this story is this zebra and parrot were actually seen by other people, not just the drunk guy in the truck.
Yeah.
You know what the problem with this story is? If I were the cop, I'd interview the parrot because it's going to talk.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
And that's not a good, you don't want a parrot, you know, in a crime
scene. I hope the zebra talks too.
That would be cool. Now, why wasn't the zebra at least, I mean, the guy should have at least gone with, like, you know, it's the designated driver.
I wonder if he picked the zebra up at the bar.
Yeah, you think
when the guy got arrested, did they let the zebra drive the car home?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
What city is this?
That's the other thing. Dubuque, Iowa.
Oh, yeah,
then they definitely let him drive home.
There's one of their zebras in Dubuque, Iowa.
Well, he probably took it from the zoo. I mean,
it must have been an illegal zebra.
It was an illegal zebra.
Plus, it was in a car. It could have come from another state.
Immigrant from Africa.
Who knows how long it's been traveling in that car.
You think when it's drunk, it talks shit to lions?
Can you drive in the carpool lane?
Absolutely.
No, yeah, for sure.
It makes sense to me because, you know, zebra, they're known to be indigenous to Iowa.
And the passenger seat. They're known to be indigenous to the passenger.
Indigenous to trucks.
I'm just glad you said
their natural habitat.
So what happened when he got pulled over? Did they have to, you know, they impound the car. What happens to the animals? Did they take him home on a leash?
The parrot rode the zebra home.
I'm pretty sure that's...
Well, it says when officers arrived on the scene, they stopped Ryder in the parking lot as he was driving away. Field sobriety test found he had a blood alcohol level of 1.4.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Nice.
This guy was toast.
Yeah.
He says the zebra and the macaw are like their children and do everything with them.
Yeah, I bet they do.
Everything.
Let's just go straight to the zebra fucking right now.
Sir, we're going to search your car. Is there anything in there you want to tell us about first? Well, there is a zebra and maybe a couple of other animals.
Was the zebra drunk too? What was the blood?
It's definitely drunk.
It doesn't say if they tested the zebra, but it does say that the man disputes the drunk driving charge, saying he realized he was too drunk to drive and was about to let the passenger take the wheel when he was arrested.
No way.
The zebra?
Did you add that in, or is that true?
No, this is in there. He says he was about to let the passenger take the wheel, and yet it says the only three occupants of the car were him, a zebra, and the macaw.
He tried to, and the zebra was like, fuck it, I'm not taking a wheel.
Dude, I'm not taking a wheel.
There's no way.
He was like, I'm way too drunk.
The zebra's like, no, man, I've had too much.
Yeah, zebra has a warrant out. He's not getting behind.
The parrot's like, I don't have opposable thumbs, asshole.
All right, well, that's that story. Moving on to the next one.
My advice, by the way, for that guy would be get a monkey.
Yeah.
Monkeys can take drive. The wheel.
They can.
That's cool.
A big monkey, obviously.
I mean, that advice might be...
Chimpanzee.
A big monkey.
That might be a good advice.
We can't get the little like tiny monkeys.
An orangutan.
That's the worst reported story ever.
A better driving monkey.
Yeah. And they're great drinking buddies.
It's just the worst reported story ever. I mean, they don't address why there's a zebra in Iowa.
I know.
It's the worst story reporting I've ever seen.
They did leave out some key things. But if I have any advice, bad advice at all, I think it's for the zebra. It's like... You know, step up. Seriously, if you like going to the bar, be willing to drive.
Exactly.
Farm animals don't let people drive drunk. Is that
exactly. That's what we're
farm
going with.
Animals don't let owners drive drunk.
You know what? But it wasn't a farm animal. It's a wild
I think this
animal.
Zebra needs to get better friends.
that's
true. That's a good point. All right. Our next story. This one, this is kind of happy and sad, I think, at the same time. As the article says, they say you should go out doing what you love. Well, a 67-year-old Texas man may have taken that inspirational advice to heart Friday when he died at a strip club while getting erotic lap dances.
I have jokes about that.
Do you?
Yeah.
Well, that's going
to
help here.
Well, about he died doing what he loves to do.
The man's name was Robert Gene White, and it says he was face deep in pelvic gyrations, but when it came time to pay the girls, he was found unresponsive.
The boss said, how'd you do? She said, killed him.
Hey, at least she left him stiff.
Oh, you know she got stiff. She would not have. Now, before they carry the body out, can she be like, he promised me $25 tip? Like, how do you...
That's the only way you're going to get out of paying for a lap dance, is you're going to have to die.
Yeah. I don't know.
It's quite expensive.
It's a tough call. I mean, I figure it was probably pretty good for her self-esteem. As the rigor mortis set in, she was got to be thinking, I am so good at what I do.
Yeah, the sex stories are going to, like... No one's going to ever be able to compare to that. Like, oh, yeah, I made this guy come 14 seconds. Really? I killed a motherfucker.
Killed the man.
Yeah.
I wonder if this song was finished.
I hope he was married.
This song was finished.
His family wants half the song's worth of the money back.
Did you hear Vic? He's like, I hope he was married.
He's like, wait a second.
I hope he was married and they called his wife and she was pissed.
Yeah.
She's like, what was... What the fuck's
early,
the guy's name?
His wife
early.
Is like, she
wait,
never
had a schedule.
Gentleman's name was Robert Gene White.
First of all, I think strip clubs are wrong. I really do.
Do you
they
really?
Abuse women. They
wow,
take advantage
may have
of them.
Set a new record. Oh, go ahead, Vic.
No, and I think huge that if this guy died in it, it was, you know what, that he kind of had it coming. No.
Seriously?
No, seriously.
Seriously?
I think that strip clubs abuse women. They do.
Yeah, I agree.
These are vulnerable women. And, you know...
Men abuse women. You going to get rid of them?
What?
Not all men abuse women.
I don't think it's the right way to behave.
No. Of course, I weigh 130.
I think strip clubs are manipulative. I think they take advantage of women.
And men, actually.
And men.
Lonely men.
No,
yeah. I mean,
no.
Totally.
No, I disagree. Take advantage of men?
Yes. Most
you
of those women
in there
hate
of your
men.
Own
well,
accord.
Eli was a you were stripper for how long?
But... Eli was never a stripper.
No, I do want to bring Eli into this conversation. As the
female.
Lone woman here, what's your opinion?
I mean, you know, she's the one who killed the guy. Whether or not, you know, I whether or not he should have been in there and he was married, whatever, but...
You think she killed him?
Well, she did kill him.
She
I mean,
he
was dead after, right? They had to wheel him out.
I don't know that you can say
she murdered him.
I think he
she
died.
Murdered
he would
him.
Not have
killed seriously, that's like
he
the woman has a lethal
today.
Vagina.
He would still be alive today if she had not gyrated. What was the what song was it to? Do we know?
I'm a loser, baby.
I'm pretty sure it was She's Got the Looks That Kill.
Oh, nice.
I was one time in a strip club years ago when I indulged in such things. And
were you a judgmental asshole back then?
Hold on
well?
A second. I'm not a judgmental asshole. We could do, let's do research after this show.
Yeah.
It's a known fact. These women are abused. These women come from homes. They've been touched in bad places.
Yeah.
Usually by people
I
that
touch women in bad places.
Yeah, no, by people who shouldn't have touched them in bad places.
You make a good point, Vic, because I've been touched in bad places and I've decided not to.
That was
in
the last 5 minutes.
You did stand-up comedy instead, dude.
Yeah,
and Ron, keep your hands off him.
I can't resist him.
You know, it never made me want to go out and dance. It just...
Yeah, I think this... If you go into a strip club, you know, it's what we call karma.
All right. Wow.
That's
deep.
I one time went to a strip club. This is when I indulge in such things, Eli. And
he's so anti it until the next set.
No, this was a long time ago. And it was in West LA, and the woman, I was so excited because it was a woman I'd seen in a magazine. And, mm-hmm. you know, I was kind of starstruck. And I got her alone, and it was the worst experience of my life. Yeah. She gave me a lap dance, and she farted. And
That's why you hate strippers.
That's why you don't like strip clubs.
How much extra did you?
She farted. It was a silent fart, and I know it was her because there was no one around. And it wasn't me. And she's smiling and gyrating while she's basically shitting in my face. I can tell you for sure.
Do you have any idea how much extra I have to pay for that?
I can tell you for sure. The three times I've been to a strip club were all weird and uncomfortable. The one was my best friend's wedding.
What are you guys doing so wrong is my question.
Because it's an illusion, yeah. Drew. It's fake. They don't really like
you,
Drew.
But when I first liked
it, really don't like
also, Vic goes in
I don't have
change.
That illusion. If I go to Hooters, I don't think the waitress wants me either, but well, I'll still eat the wings.
I was going to say, when I used to go to strip clubs when I was young because I was really bad with girls, I was like, I could see tits without talking to anybody. Like, that's the way I looked at it. I didn't get dances.
Oh, thank you, Vic. That is disgusting.
Oh, you can look at tits right here without talking to you.
Who wears a sweater
under their shirt? Eli takes his shirt off. How can he be so bald and hairy at the same time?
That's unbelievable.
He's talking to Eli right now.
Yeah, that's a lot of hair around your nipple.
She has
hair. Eli, are you glad you came here today?
Eli, put your shirt on.
I'm thrilled.
Vic.
That was exciting.
What is the exact opposite of aroused?
Yeah, the funny thing is, you're jealous, and the truth is that women love my love rug, and I would say that...
Your love rug?
Yeah, that's what it's called.
I now love your love rug.
And I guarantee you that this young lady here probably is turned on. She wouldn't admit it. She'll probably act grossed out. But maybe for the rest of her life. But I guarantee you, like...
Bam. Oh, yeah.
Vic, you just ruined my day. God damn it.
Dude, that's better than mine. I have nipple hair that are like 3 inches long and then no hair anywhere else, pretty much.
Yeah, you got to pluck those.
Terrible.
Yeah,
when you have a comb over that starts from your nipple.
I was going to say, let it grow and just cover the spaces you need.
I trim it up.
For those who are listening, Vic just flashed us his hairy nipples.
Oh, and Ron combs up from the nipple.
I could.
Actually, you should, you know, we are videotaping the show. You should probably get that on tape so we can post it on the website. Here we go.
Women love this.
Bad advice on Facebook.
They love it. Like us on Facebook, and you too can see Vic's hairy nipples.
Humanshagcarpet.org.
That was impressive.
Thank you.
Impressive.
What was that?
Thank you.
Yeah.
Rana gets it. Rana understands.
Birds nesting in there.
Ron understands.
There's a small family of birds nesting in there.
There's a family of swallows.
Yeah, but the birds are ostriches. That's the problem.
Why is it as men...
An ostrich could live in there.
And lady... But particularly these guys, why is it that they have to feel like, Ron, I'm impressed by you.
By what?
By the fact that you see like that the strip clubs are abusing women.
Well, you know why? It's because I went to one when I was younger and back at home. When I went back home, I went did comedy out here, moved back here, and then went to Albuquerque where I'm from. And when I went to a strip club, there was a girl who came on stage who I went to school with. Mm-hmm. And that girl, first off, her name was Mercedes. I'm not saying anything.
She was destined for the strip club.
Yeah, pretty much. But then she came and talked to us, and every cliche that you could possibly... I mean, she told me she just got out of rehab. She had four kids from three different dads, and I already knew from school that her dad had been beating the shit out of her because she'd been trying to get away from her dad in high school. So it was like, it made the reality not hot anymore. Like, pretty much now when I go there, all I see is touched by dad, you know...
May I say this?
I know this isn't funny,
and
by
the way, yeah, if you want to start reciting some scenes from Schindler's List, that would also be funny.
Yeah, welcome to the comedy show, guys.
Hey, you know, sorry, I got serious, guys.
Sorry, guys, this is real life.
But well, then you're at the wrong place. But let me just at least then say this on those lines real quick is. That woman was a horrible stripper, by the way. Well, if you paid for a lap dance and she sits down and tells you daddy issues?
Well, she's my friend. She was my friend. I knew her from high school.
That makes her a worse stripper.
But she still paid for a
stripper.
Lap dance.
Yeah. I didn't pay for anything. She just came and sat with us to hang out because she recognized me because I look exactly the same.
It's like separation of church and state.
Do you mind if I grind you while I tell you all the bad things going on in my life?
Yeah.
That's an awkward experience.
I don't know. I just go back to these women... can make like $600 a night.
$1,200.
So can hookers.
Yeah.
Also, do you have a problem with them? Do you have a problem with them?
I do, actually.
You suck.
I don't have any stories about those people, but
I've
okay,
never
maybe
disliked
this story
the guy
will
that
cheer
I like
you
so
up.
Much.
Vic's actually a good person. That's the problem.
We'll move on to a lighter subject. Well, I can't say lighter subject, not for this one, but actually it's just the opposite. Georgia Davis is a 19-year-old woman in England who apparently weighed 840 pounds.
Mm, wow.
A woman?
They had to... A woman.
She's still going to get laid.
Absolutely. She has a vagina. Sorry.
She has a vagina? She won't 840, be a, she's probably got there. Like eight of them.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. You can fuck just about any part on her body, and it would be wet and awkward.
Ooh, no.
I'm waiting, Vin. Come on, Vic. Don't disappoint me. I'm waiting for the I'd do it.
No, I'm waiting for more.
Okay. More? 840 pounds is not
enough?
More. You want more?
What's hot. The story?
All right, the story. Emergency workers needed to take this obese teenager from her home and had to break through a wall of the residence just to get her out and into an ambulance. Wow. But that was not enough. They had to erect scaffolding to roll this woman down.
If that doesn't embarrass you into maybe at least a diet.
You know, the weird part is she actually ate the scaffolding on the way down.
Fudge scaffolding.
As much as, yes. As much as, it's not really even eating as much as she just absorbed it.
Look, like I did a little math, and I was told there'd be no math in the show, but that's only 44 pounds a year she gained. That's fine.
That's normal, isn't it? That's
44 pounds from like day one?
From day one, she starts. Well, you start early.
I want to know who the enablers
840?
Are.
Yeah, at 840 pounds.
That would be Ronald McDonald.
Yeah, because your definitely parents feed you
Burger
for the first.
King?
Yeah, your parents definitely feed you for the first, you know. So basically, she has shitty parents. That's what we've just found out.
The mother must have enormous breasts.
It's a miracle she's not a stripper.
Someone would pay for that too.
No, they would. You're right.
The truth is, there are men who do. They're called chubby chasers, and they will probably find her quite attractive.
It's a little beyond chubby.
Yeah, I think a little bit. 840 pounds.
I've
think
had cars
there's like
that
a
weigh less
500 pound woman that's going, oh, I can't believe she let herself go. I'm still hot.
You know, I'm just gonna
walk out of my house.
I've never been with a woman that heavy. I don't know. I mean,
I think very
almost
few
nobody
people have.
Been
nobody
with
has.
A woman that heavy.
Sounds like tons of fun.
Well, my buddy's all hooked almost up with an 800 plus pounder. Like, no, that didn't happen outside of Moby Dick. That doesn't happen at all.
I kind of think like her vagina must weigh like 50 pounds.
How do you weigh a vagina?
Well, like the whole, like the out part, outside part.
You can weigh titties, though.
What is it? Come in Tupperware? The outside part.
Mr. Potato Vagina? What is it?
I don't want to turn any of our listeners on by saying the technical words. The labias.
Labia.
Yeah. A 50-pound labia? Is that what you're coming with?
Probably the menorah and the majora are really
the
heavy.
Crazy part. What if
the menorah?
At that point, they're both majora.
What if you fucked this girl and she had a tight vagina?
What?
Like, you don't know. It hasn't
How
been used.
How would you possibly get to that?
Well, like, yeah,
you'd
point.
Have to map
I couldn't lift
that,
up most of that. Yeah.
Yeah.
you put it on Facebook. You are
Eli
here.
Eli looks disgusted by this whole thing.
God.
I am here. You put
Eli,
it on Facebook. Check in.
Eli, what do you weigh? 110, if that?
That's about right? Two labias.
100? This girl
is
eight
very
of you.
Petite, very cute.
Eight of you. There's eight of you in her.
So it's like having an orgy.
You know, but like you said, the enabler is like she's living at home, and at one point she, you know, she became bedridden at what, 500-600 pounds? So her parents, or who, was it a grandma? I don't know, but someone's still like spending thousands of dollars
shoveling
a week
food into that bed.
I mean, liquefy, I don't know what they're putting in a blender. Like, that's work, that's upkeep to have to reach that level. And
yeah, when you don't know, when you can't leave the room to go get your food because you're not perfectly rectangular shape to fit through the door.
If you can't fit through a door, yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Then at some point, somebody should go, maybe we should do something here.
Yeah, like, let's I don't know.
Yeah, my advice is to any parent out there. My advice is, seriously, once you've crossed that, I don't know, 300-pound mark.
Start walking.
It's time to cut off the food
supply. What's going through their minds? They're like, yeah, you know, she can't get out of bed. You know, we can't get in and out of her room because there's just freaking, you know, body mass everywhere. But don't worry. When it gets to the point where it's, you know, no turning back, someone will just bust down a freaking wall and, like, you know, drag her out.
I think she still has a boyfriend.
You think they're just looking at her like, oh, she's such a healthy eater.
The parents are as sick as her.
Yeah.
That's the problem.
I think don't people, say I'm how pretty big sure the parents she can, are.
I'm pretty sure she has a pen pal that's locked up something. There's some convict.
Yeah, there's some convict. It's like, I can't wait to get out and...
That's a good hiding place.
Yeah.
If you get out there.
Hey, are you harboring a fugitive under that flab?
19 years old, too. That's the crazy part.
I know. Do you think she
spent 35 years?
Yeah. I think she did
my math for the show, but I'm pretty sure if she makes it to 40, she's going to be a couple of 1,000 pounds.
Yeah. And also,
44 pounds a year?
Yeah. Why'd she go to the hospital? What was it for?
Fat, I would guess.
I'm just guessing.
Can't fit through the door. They had to bust a wall out. Is that not enough explanation to go to the hospital?
I'm guessing they're putting that woman.
I'm amazed she fit in an ambulance. That's what impresses me.
I don't think you would.
No, I bet you they. I bet you
they had to like
maybe
she sat
on top
truck.
Of the ambulance like Grape Ape. You remember they used to sit that big? You don't remember Grape Ape?
No,
the big cartoon where they sit the big.
They strapped rollerblades on her and got a tow truck.
Awesome.
Yeah, it was probably.
No, I think it's like a flatbed truck. You know how they kind of just like haul you up that little ramp.
Where do you even get rollerblades?
It's like when they moved King Kong.
They chained her to something.
Yeah,
probably.
I don't think this woman's climbing anything.
Oh, and her prom
I think
was
it'd be
actually
funny if they just rolled her down the street. But
she was. Is the story say if she's a virgin?
No,
I'm guessing
again. Bad reporting.
You have to leave your house at some point to get fucked. I mean.
No, you're kidding?
I'm sure one of the pizza guys.
She's probably, if she was got horny, she probably just likes eating more than anything else. So,
no,
she would have been like a Black Widow spider. Any guy that came into the room, she probably consumed.
Yeah.
840 is not big enough to not get her laid.
Yeah, that's the sad part.
Yeah.
Because I wouldn't do it, and I'm pretty fucked up.
I'm going to go to our resident professional, Vic.
I wouldn't touch her because I'm small. I mean, she'd fucking kill me.
Yeah.
She rolls over, I'm dead.
On accident, too. One roll effect.
I don't think there's any... She's not rolling anywhere.
Yeah, exactly. She's not going anywhere. Let me get on top.
One titty swings the wrong way. Bam. Dead. I'm 130, man. That's eight. She's like eight of me.
One big pendulum tit takes you out?
Yeah. It'd probably only take one. It's probably 70 pounds per titty.
You know what's sick about her? To me, as far as sexual things, I mean, like, she's probably never showered. She's so sweaty down there.
How do you get in a shower?
And you can't masturbate. You can't get your arm around that.
840, you can only be hosed down.
Like,
realize most of those people, they can't wipe their ass.
Eli, maybe...
Okay, now this is getting disgusting.
Eli, maybe you can help me with this. As a woman, because you're a woman, if you're that heavy, how do you get Yes, you are, as far as we know. How do you get a tampon in you when you're that big?
You use an entire sheep.
Eli, please.
Oh God! You know, we have to leave something. We have to leave some essence of mystery. So,
all right. So we're gonna let Eli off the hook on that when you move to our next.
Probably a sweaty.
Pink dot? Can you order pink dot for that?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
I need delivery. I need delivery about 4 inches south of here.
It's got to be so sweaty, bloody. Okay, go ahead. We're getting the move on.
I'm eating some Oreo.
At that point, you just stuff a sleeping bag down there. Absorb all the.
All right, this gentleman, our next story, because we're going to have to move along because we're going to have to get to questions. This man, this story truly amazed me. The man's name is Mao Sugiyama.
Good name.
Mao Sugiyama is a chef from Tokyo. Apparently, a self-described asexual gentleman from Tokyo cooked up, seasoned, and served his own genitalia to five diners at a swanky banquet.
Five diners?
In Japan.
How big is this guy's genitals?
That's a good question.
The eaters were also Asian, so the very small portions.
Describes himself as asexual because he embraces it as a way to show that he does not affiliate with either gender.
He doesn't anymore, that's for sure.
No. This was his tweet. He sent out something that said, "I am offering my male genitals, full penis, testes, and scrotum, as a meal for 100,000 yen. I will prepare and cook as the buyer requests at the chosen location." Just days after his 22nd birthday, the artist underwent elective genital removal surgery, then divvied up the severed penis shaft, testicles, and scrotal skin between five people and garnished it with button mushrooms and Italian parsley.
Oh my God. Yeah. Mel eats parsley.
On April 13th, five of six diners who signed up for the 250 a plate feast sat down for the dinner. A sixth person was a no show.
First of all, how angry are you with the no show at that point?
If they used my dick, there'd be six people going hungry.
This is an Asian guy. Exactly. Five people?
If it was a Jewish family eating, somebody's complaining about the portion right off the bat.
Yeah, he's just trying to... The whole point of this actual thing was just so he could ruin the stereotype. He's like, yeah, look, I served six people with my dick. Who has the small dick now, motherfuckers?
This was not at a Benihana where he's performing everything on the table.
Cash my scrotum.
Flip the ball at the guy over in the corner. Nice. Catch it in your cup.
Catches it in his mouth.
Yeah. My advice is, if you want to get some exotic food, just go to like the Rainforest Cafe. Don't, you know, I don't think we need, you know, what we've gotten into this thing is like, I'll try and eat anything. No, it's okay to draw the line someplace.
Seems like, yeah. It's like Fear Factor.
So you think dick is the drawing the line?
Somewhere just before someone else's you get dick.
And I don't mean eating dick as in, you know, yeah. taking care of a BJ. I mean, like, literally.
If it's still attached, that's one thing.
I respect his dedication and passion to culinary arts. You know, that guy is truly an iron chef.
Yeah.
I hope he didn't promise seconds, because that's a one-time-only meal is what I'm assuming. Like, did you like it? Good. Chicken next week.
Yeah, exactly. You think it tasted like chicken?
Yeah.
Probably.
No. But I was saying, I don't like if I...
I hope he washed it well.
If you ever find... Yeah. That's what I was going to say. If you ever find a hair on your food, but now you didn't actually drop the food, but there's still a hair on your food, I'm good. I'm all right. That's you know what? I'll go to Jack in the Box.
There's clearly a market for this because he had six people show. Well, only five showed up, right?
Yeah. Five showed up. The sixth was a no-show. You think he's like, I'm just not feeling like penis today?
Imagine that phone call.
The five,
hey,
it's
man.
Your lucky day.
It's really sorry. I got food poisoning.
Sorry I didn't make it, dude. I was running late. Hope you didn't make all of it. Like, I mean, how did you make that phone call?
Were there any leftovers?
Well, the weird thing is these things start in Japan and usually come out here. So you never know.
This pretty soon this is going to be porn.
This could be the thing.
Well, that 840-pound chick, she can serve a small village.
She could serve more than six.
That's what I'm saying.
But this guy.
Where did he find these people? Like, was there like a Japanese Craigslist
put it
thing?
Online.
Like,
he just tweeted
do you have
it.
An insatiable hunger? He tweeted,
he tweeted it, and these people responded.
This is just from the Twitter sphere.
Dickeaters.org?
Who responds to a tweet of...
Also,
would
how
you
many
like
followers
to eat my cookie?
Yeah, you know what I mean.
He got six people. One of them apparently was not trustworthy, but he got five people to go, yeah.
To pay $250 a piece.
You got to have a lot of followers because there's got to be, you know, what is it, one in a thousand people who want to eat a dick? I don't know, one in 50 million, I hope.
How much? $250? That's it?
$250 a plate.
I don't even want to think what a serve for dessert.
They call it, I like how they say it's a $250 a plate feast.
You know, this guy's
it's
like
a feast.
This guy's kind of like a prostitute because he with made money
mushrooms.
Off of his dick.
There's something kind of hot
one
about
time.
It.
He's a one time.
Now because he was in Japan. Do you think like anyone was like an hour later? It's like I'd like to eat some more penis.
I think it's like, there's an odd thing about this, and I hate to say
MSG.
This because I'm being vulnerable, but I actually find this a little bit of a turn on.
Yeah, you would.
No, really? I mean, there's something naughty about it.
You think?
Yeah.
You think there's something naughty about
it? I mean,
that?
It's not just about
eating a man's balls, yeah.
I mean, I'm not into
naughty,
guys.
That's the word you're going to go with, naughty.
I find it naughty. It's very...
cannibalism usually is a little bit naughty, so
that's
our side.
Yeah. You know what? Meat was tender. I didn't like the sauce.
Yeah.
They complained. How do you complain about
what was this
meal?
White sauce? I don't know. Where did this come from?
You don't want to send it back, because...
yeah.
You know what? I'll get the fish.
My advice here, I think my best advice would be, it's like... If you're going to get your dining guide, don't get it from a tweet. Just like with like the Zagat guide or something like that, you know.
What's also funny about the story is that they say that in Japan, they it's legal. You know, they just looked at all the laws. There's no law against this.
Yeah, no, it's fine.
So,
I wonder how it was prepared. Was it baked?
Or said button mushrooms
I would assume
and Italian
nobody,
parsley.
Nobody figured they had to write a law about this. Well, do we need to write a law about a guy filleting his own dick and serving it to five people that want to eat dick?
Yeah.
No, we should be all right.
Yeah, how often does that really come up?
That's what I'm saying.
Really? I wonder if there's an aftertaste.
Do you think this was a way to catch serial killers?
Because
that would be a great way. Like, if you were like, show up to eat someone's dick, there's something fucking wrong with you.
That is a valid point. You pay for that meal?
Yeah,
that's...
Clearly lucrative. I think we should find some imitation human dick meat and just start, you know.
I was going to say,
imitation crab for penis?
What if he didn't serve up his own dick? Like, what if it was all fake? Nobody would even know.
No, there's a lot of imitation dick removed.
There was nothing fake about
it. I see a business opportunity, Drew.
All right.
I see room for growth.
I mean,
and someone ate
it.
Well done, Eli.
I try.
Let's make some money.
Orangutans and pigs share the same type of organs. Similar to humans. I mean, they use pig hearts for human transplants.
This is the second time today you've told me that information. I have no idea why you keep telling me about the pig heart. Why do you keep telling me about the pig heart?
I don't know. I just know.
He's thinking pig heart equals pig penis.
Yeah.
Pig dick.
Was there a pig dick in this?
He's saying
if people wanted to recreate that ingredient, they can substitute the human penis for the pig penis.
It is very difficult to find a circumcised pig.
Yeah. Well, it doesn't have, okay. It doesn't have to be a Jewish pig.
We're going to move on to the next one. Okay, speaking of weird things.
I've tried to eat my own dick.
We covered that in like week one. Now moving on, we have this story. It is not often that I will read a story three times and still not understand it, but I'm hoping you guys can help clarify this for me because this is just weird. This is a story about a guy named Stevie Cresselius, formerly known as Steve Cresselius, who apparently went into a Denver hospital for a kidney stone. When the ultrasound results came back, the lab technician then told the husband and father of six, and I quote, "You're female."
What?
Yeah. Shit. It says, apparently the medical discovery that this man is intersex, born with a mix of anatomical sex traits, so that biological gender cannot be classified as either male or female.
He is both.
He's both.
That's great.
So wait, he does have a vag, though?
Nice.
How does he not know?
Or just has
that's my question.
Yeah, how do you not know when you have a vag?
What's his blood every month between my legs?
But this guy, he's a father.
Damn, I sat on something.
Every month.
He's a father of six.
How this is beyond
did
the...
Did he give birth to them?
He has
or?
Both.
Yeah, but... You don't think external you'd notice male. If you had both?
No, external parts are probably male, internal female. And like that's
possible.
What I'm talking, yeah, and that's what I'm talking about. You hear girls complain about their cramps. That's he thought he had a fucking kidney stone. They're like, oh, it's your ovaries.
Nope, you're pregnant.
Yeah. We're not so making this shit up. It's painful.
It's a Motrin.
God, I would have so much sex with myself.
Is he a good looking guy?
Can you have sex with yourself?
Yeah. Is there a picture of him?
Can you imagine how many people this
there
guy
is
can
a
search
for? I know, but if he had sex with himself, that's pretty dangerous.
Does he look like a normal dude?
Oh, because he can get himself pregnant.
That's not
fine.
Him.
You know where you've been. You don't have to worry about
that's
it.
That's not him.
That is him.
I am
no,
a dad.
No, okay, let me read
chick.
You the next
of
part of the
story. Of course this guy's a god. Vagina. He looks like a chick. He's
well, but this is
chick.
After he started to embrace it. There is a weird part to this.
He looks like
oh, there's, a
there's a weird part to this.
Weird?
Yes. Okay. It says when I was 17, I was working my first part-time job at a TV station as a floor cameraman, and the person in charge said to me, "You know, you walk like a queer." He said, "I thought I was hiding who I was, but I guess I wasn't." The transition took time. Now, this is where it comes to what you were saying, Vic. Apparently, it was more than a year after Cresselius' trip to the hospital that she began wearing women's clothing in public. But apparently, the wife said it took some time to get used to the change. But now she and the kids are fine with it.
Wow, those kids are getting made fun of.
Those kids are stripping.
You think?
Yeah.
You think? Wow.
You don't want them coming to parent-teachers conference.
Okay, and I don't want to be judgmental, but I'm going to be. That has to be a train wreck of a vagina if you thought it was a penis for all those years.
Yeah,
is
yeah.
that not how
well,
that works?
Well, she's saying it's the vagina's inside.
There is no vagina.
What's inside? Who's inside?
It's buried under the penis, I guess.
What's buried?
She's got ovaries.
There's no opening?
Where
no,
are
no,
they?
I think that the outside is the male like penis organs, and then the internal is like the ovaries. And it's the reproductive. There's no right. way you could have known.
Why does she have to dress like this? And if you're gonna become a woman, get hot.
Get
maybe
hot.
That wasn't an option.
Can I see this picture?
Get
saying,
hot.
I want to see the girl that Vic wouldn't
I mean, it's
fuck.
It's like a very ugly woman. Like, if you're going to become a woman, get the best you can get for yourself.
Oh, yeah.
This woman, by the way, based on the last story, this woman can go to Japan and serve 8. 8 to 12.
My advice is for the lab tech. Seriously, if you have a guy that comes in and says, "I am a father of 6. I've been married all these years." Keep that information to yourself.
What do you like, come? You come
I don't,
out from
like
the
if
testicle?
It was me. Don't tell me. I'm
Things
fine.
Are interesting
with my
down
life.
There.
How about
is that what not? You want from the doctor?
If I were with a woman and I were married to her and I found out she were a man, she'd be gone.
Yeah,
it's done.
Yeah, that's the
way to draw the line.
Six
Vic.
Children. Six children later, a whole lifetime together.
It's done.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, how would you not? Well, with a it wouldn't work as well with a girl because how would you not know she? Had
so you're going to sit down your wife and you're going to say, "Look, Henry, this is not working out."
Vic won't stay with anyone with hairier nipples than him.
I won't.
You can date a bear; he'd be fine.
I'm amazed that they stuck around together. I would.
Yeah, that's pretty impressive. The wife not like, "Oh yeah, sure, get a vag." And did he get a vag? Does it say that?
Yeah.
Not exactly, no. There's no line in that article that says, "Oh yeah, by the way, he went and got a vag."
Yeah, okay.
I'm amazed by people who stick by their spouses through stuff like that, because I don't think I could do that.
I'm amazed by people who stick by their spouses through an argument.
You have two adults in this story, though. You have the one adult who didn't know what sex the person was, and you have the other adult who was married to the person who didn't know. Neither one of them probably have a shitload of other options, is my choice.
Yeah, yeah.
Is my guess.
Yeah. They're not the brightest.
No.
Yeah, where do they live? Does it say?
Hopefully wherever we're not.
Yeah, Mila Kunis isn't in this relationship going, no, this, you know what,
Denver.
I'm going to stick with this person.
This is Denver, Colorado.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's a great place to be.
They're really liberal there. Very liberal.
Yeah, unless...
they hand out genitalia to everybody.
Yeah. And when one's not enough, you can take two. All right, we got time for one more quick story, and then I got to get to questions. So let's not spend a lot of time in this one, but this one was, I got this one right off Yahoo. It was pretty amazing. Did you guys see this? They're known as the worst parents of the week, but it turns out these were not the parents. These were the babysitters.
Oh, no.
This was at a laundromat. Did you guys see this story?
No.
The man apparently had his toddler, and he opened up the door to the washing machine, put the toddler inside, closed the door, and the washing machine locked and started.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. And the toddler was stuck in there, so they panicked, and it took several minutes for them to get an employee to come who cut the power, and they were eventually able to get this child out.
How clean was the baby?
Yeah, no, that's
the thing.
I've heard of like washing your mouth out with soap, but this is like really going far.
Yeah. Maybe you just didn't want to change the diapers.
That's what I'm thinking. And was like, in their defense, cussing. Maybe this was just a one-stop shopping, like let's clean it all at the same time.
So what's the story?
Well, the story is...
Is that not enough?
No, how does it end?
So it was the baby. It was the babysitter that did this. And
not the parents.
I wonder if the parents found out.
Yeah. The video was online, so I'm guessing
there's a video online.
And there was that whole little baby is kind of scraped up. But
when they cut the power, did they get their 75 cents back?
Vic's about to start getting mad, by the way.
Vic hates clean babies.
Have a horrible comment that I know is going to make Vic angry, but... I hate to say this, but I will anyway. It was a black couple.
Oh.
Oh, no.
Come on.
I'm just thinking.
You can't wash that off, Drew.
Yeah.
Maybe they were just
trying to go the budget Michael Jackson route.
And were they separating colors and like, white?
They had a different baby in the machine
I'm thinking,
right
you know,
right?
Nice. Bleach. No? Just a load of whites? No? Just me? Okay. All right. On to questions.
Send your hate mail to Drew Marks.
Dude, that's so weird that you would think like, hey, what's the best place to let the kid hang out for a little bit?
Yeah.
I know, in the washer.
That's a cheaper than taking
the
kid to Disneyland.
On that pile of heroin.
It's a ride. Yeah.
No, I've seen a kid get in a dryer before. And just, you know, when you're playing
himself? Or did you put him in?
Yeah, a kid crawling into a dryer is one thing. A person going like,
a grown up putting him in and closing
spot.
The door.
It's a good hiding spot.
We go. Hang out here.
Hey, just like Splash Mountain.
Hold on, let me make you a sandwich. Let me put the baby in the oven real quick while I do some stuff in the kitchen. It's not a great idea.
Is there a pile of razor blades?
My advice to babysitters is if you're going to put a baby in a washer, just make sure they wear a helmet.
In a few years,
they're going to have low SAT
knee pads
scores.
Too.
Was
knee
there a reason
pads.
That he did it? There's an explanation as to...
He just thought it would be funny.
Filthy baby.
Really?
Yeah.
That'd be funny.
This is going to be hilarious.
This is like the world's greatest
I need to go make
center.
Out with my boyfriend for 20 minutes. You just sit here.
Yeah, exactly.
It'll be
Everybody
fine.
Got a
we want some
change.
Us time.
I bet the kid asked daddy and said, like, yeah, go ahead.
All right, well.
They probably tried to hide it, too. The parents came home, and they're like, how was everything? They're like, oh, yeah, he was an angel, you know? And then the babysitter leaves, and the kid's like, I was in a dark place.
But you smell like
the parents were probably okay, because, like, he smells remarkably fresh.
Why does he have four socks
so
stuck
fluffy
to him?
It's only used fabric softener, so the kid's, like, soft.
Four socks stuck to the kid's back for the next 2 weeks.
All right, on to our questions. We've got several this week. So... This first one is, I'm not even sure. Let's see what you people think. It says, my coworker is in a cubicle next to mine, and he just farts all day long. It's getting so bad that I'm thinking about quitting my job. What should I do?
Did you write this question in, Drew? I apologize for all of that, by the way.
What's that?
I know you don't.
I don't like that kind of thing.
No. If I could buy you a full bag of farts, I would, because I know how uncomfortable that is.
You know how angry it makes me.
It makes him so angry.
When Gus and I are playing video games and he farts, I just look at him like I want to stab him in the face.
It is awesome.
What this person should do is get a new job, because that's what people do in cubicles is they fart.
Really? All day long?
That's part of the job. Yeah.
How about have a talk with this guy and maybe give him some Beano or something?
No. Everyone does it. It's part of the job. You probably see.
How is farting part of a job?
It's what happens at the desk. You know, you can't go anywhere. You're tied to a desk. You're going to fart.
You should
it's
only,
part of it.
You should only have to fart like 8 times.
Wooden desks make Vic gassy.
Why do you think that all these office workers have candles on their desk? It's because they're shitting in their pants all day.
Where and they act like they're being.
Where do you
they
work like candles?
Have you ever had a job?
Vic works in a Menorah shop.
Yeah, if you're like, Bath and Body Works, that makes sense. But otherwise. Yeah.
No, I work.
You're not allowed to have open flames in the office, Vic.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's illegal.
No.
If you're saying they're doing it all day long and all the people are doing it, I got news for you. A candle's not going to do it. A candle is just going to cause a giant explosion.
Scented candles will cover
a stinky area.
No, I'm telling you, any coworker out there who's got a candle in their desk, they're farting.
My girlfriend uses it for pot.
They're farting. It's a way of acting like they're spiritual. And it's trying to act like they're serene.
Spiritual farting.
And the truth is, they're farting at their desks and they're covering it up in this bullshit can. It's true.
I've gone back to loving you so much.
Wait a minute. You worked in a place where people were lighting
Kevin?
Candles.
You're saying
yes.
Kevin.
I've worked in many places where these ladies sit around. I mean, no offense to women. They're men to sit around and they blow farts and they got these big candles there and they act like it's serene. They don't have a lot of lighting.
What were you working, Victoria's Secret?
No, I mean, on different shows and stuff. This is what producers, everyone does it.
Really? So, but Vic, I'm asking you.
That's why the candle industry
exists. I'm not following. Are you telling him to A, get a candle or B, just stop working altogether?
He should either get a candle or he should get a new job.
But you're
and
saying
leave
it's
that
everywhere.
Lady alone.
Where is
that's
what
she's
do?
Doing. She's working. Let
you know what
work.
I would do? Would get air freshener, and I would just spray it at him.
Yeah,
get everybody in the
long.
Office to
I would,
start calling this guy stinky.
I agree with Ron. What I would do is I would
just
get some
obvious.
Sort of like high powered air freshener spray, and every time that person did it, I would go up and just spray him in the face.
No, you
gotta spray his ass. That'd be even funnier.
You're an adult. You walk over to your coworker. You say, "Look, stinky." You're obviously a little disgusting, and you need to get your
I'll take it further.
Out.
What about this coworker who eats tuna at their desk?
Go take
I mean,
a
this
shit.
Is what goes on in the workplace. You just got to suck it up.
Can I? Oh, first of all, that's not
suck it up
that's
is
that's
disgusting.
It's a horrible verb.
Yeah, that's the wrong word.
Smell it up.
Can I mention that Vic apparently works with the gassiest people?
Yeah, Jesus Christ.
He's like, no, everyone's shitting themselves all over the place.
This
you
is
working Taco
normal.
Bell? What
no, it's
going
what
on?
Goes on.
We've all
I
been here for 40
had,
minutes. None of us have farted.
I know.
People who work, the key word there, if you listen really closely, was cubicle. This is what
cubicles
happens.
Cubicles make you gassy.
No,
that is not what happens. I just came from a job at a cubicle. I had never had this issue.
You've never
not
farted
once.
In your cubicle.
No, I haven't.
She's a girl.
I
she doesn't
experienced
fart.
It. I have never. No, this is not what happens.
I've had jobs too, and I that
no,
wasn't
because,
the
no,
the
no.
only, per, in fact, the only experience I have had with this is
not
with,
lying.
With
I'm confused.
Ken August. That's my, they, seriously.
You're lying.
I
mean,
like,
the alternative
50
is
50 years, and he's the one.
He's just doing manly shit too. He's not like really.
Here's why, and I'm going to explain something to you guys.
Oh, I can't
so
wait to hear
to
this.
Listen.
Thank you, Mr. Zion.
Listen, Eli.
Show me your nipples again.
No.
Listen. No, this is important.
I'm listening.
This is the deal. Like I was saying, you got to focus on the word cubicle. People in cubicles think they're alone.
Is that a cube?
Because there are walls around them.
The walls go halfway up.
Yeah,
but it gives a false sense of safety and security.
Okay, look.
And that's
hold
why
up,
you're equating
this piece of paper, partially separating your head and my head. Do you now want to fart? Are you gassier now? Than
I'm not at the moment, but it could happen.
Well, also, I'm saying that you know a lot of
gassy
farty, people. Stupid people who can't figure out that
yeah, I
a
think,
wall is that's only halfway up is
we're
not going to protect anybody else
up.
From farting.
Eli will be farting soon. Is this a new job? Is it a new job?
It is for her.
No, I'm not working anymore.
What happened? I thought you were in the job.
Well, she farted and got fired.
My advice for the person that's doing the farting is to eat more organic products.
No, that's
going to make it worse.
That's
it
no good
worse.
At all.
So wheat grass, that's the worst.
That's like really. Telling them eat broccoli. No, that's not going to happen.
Also, you get a small fan. That's it. The actual answer is simple. You get a small fan, you point it right out that guy with a little sign that says, the guy next to me smells like ass.
We'll
here's another way to
out.
Do
no,
it.
We're moving on.
No, I got away. Let me, this is important.
This guy dated a fart for 3 years.
No, this is what you do under normal circumstances. I'll just say this real quick.
All right.
You say to that coworker, go, man, it's someone took like a shit in here. Like as if you don't
it's not
know
them,
it's them.
But now they know it's them. That's
right.
Nice. That's
you go,
smart.
Holy, what the fuck is going on in here? It's like every day. It's crazy.
See, And then the person gets slightly less subtle and say, it smells like shit in here, and I think it's Barry. That's what you have to do.
That and the last piece of advice is don't work where Vic works.
Definitely.
All right, next question. Says my Jewish, this one comes from Robert in Paramus, New Jersey. Says my Jewish mother is incredibly overbearing and judgmental. She insists on telling me what to do and how to live my life. I am 52.
Wow.
Well, Barry, first,
what's the question?
He just wants to know what should he
first
do.
First of all, it bothers me that he mentions she's Jewish. I don't. That to me is like kind of racist or whatever.
Jew.
It's like we don't care if she just. He didn't have to put that in.
Well, especially now once you say overbearing and judgmental, you don't need to put
that's pretty much implied.
That's pretty much sure.
Pretty much done. We would have guessed Jewish.
I mean, it could have been Italian or,
Have you seen Throw Mama from the Train? Throw Mama from the Train, that's his best bet.
Aren't all moms overbearing, though?
I mean, really.
I'm
approaching 52. My mom's not like that.
You just can't hear her anymore at 52. If he's 52, and he's asking...
The look on Drew's face.
He's 52, and he's asking how to deal with his mother. She's probably right in whatever judgment she has about him in the first place.
If he can't figure out how to, like, not talk to her...
Yeah, you're not going to knock the Jew
out. First advice is move out of the basement.
That's a good move.
Yeah, that's a good
idea. Chances are, if she's running your life, I'm guessing he lives at home.
Yeah, stop playing Dungeons and Dragons, even though I love it.
He's 52 and he's living at home.
But he's less than 840 pounds, so he can leave.
He can leave, yes.
See, right now, if we were in a cubicle, I would fart. I could fart right now, but I'm not. I've got one loaded.
I got one loaded.
If I were in a cubicle, I would let it go.
38.
You refuse to let that question go, don't you, Vic?
Well, maybe this 52-year-old is being yelled at by his mom for farting all the time.
This guy, I call him a kid because he is mentally a kid. He's a sick man. He needs therapy. He needs to grow up.
Oh, Vic has gotten angry, guys. He's gotten angry. We're 40 minutes.
I want to introduce everyone to a new segment of the show is what will piss Vic off this week?
But this man is an ill man. He's sick. And he needs help.
52?
Okay, yeah. So you think
the problem is his, not his mother?
Yeah, his mom's annoying and he wants to know how to deal with her. This man's a sick man. You put a half wall near you and you start shitting yourself.
But this guy's got problems. Okay, cool. Yeah.
You know what? Seriously.
He's reasonable.
This man needs to grow up. I think he's too attached to his mother. He needs separation. And it's a problem.
That's crazy because I was going to suggest couples therapy.
See, I like Ron's answer.
That's funny. I like that idea.
All right. We'll leave him with that. Couples therapy. Yeah. Next question. I like this one. This one comes from Denise from Mission Hills. Denise wants to know, and maybe you can help with this one, Eli. Denise wants to know, how can I get my husband to talk dirty to me during sex? All he does is grunt. Any thoughts?
Do you like being talked to dirty?
I mean, I would, if I was Denise. Was there a question there? Put her on the spot. If I was Denise, I don't know. I would just, I'd probably bring some meat into bed. I don't know. Guys always like get
meat?
All great meat. Yeah. You know,
meat?
Like steaks? Like,
yeah, like a
beef,
steak.
Beef meat?
Beef, some roast beef, a sandwich. Like, you know, oh, that's.
I like you, Eli.
That would actually.
I am so confused right now.
That would actually make me grunt more.
I've never been hungry.
No, I'd be like, this is so good. Give me more. Like, that meat gets guys going, unless you're a vegan.
Okay.
Just hypothetically, what if he was a vegetarian?
Then she shouldn't be sleeping with him.
No.
That's a good answer.
She can bring vegetables to the bedroom.
She can do that on her own.
Give me some of that broccoli.
I would say ask. That's usually the best thing. If all you have to do is ask a dude to do something, and most of the time, a guy's going to do it.
It depends what she means by dirty.
I mean, if halfway through sex, if she says to him, I think I have crabs, but it's not my fault. The mailman didn't tell me before I slept with him and all his friends. That guy's going to have some shit to say.
Yeah.
But that depends on what you want to hear.
First of all, Ron, I want to correct you.
Okay, one second. We're going to get right to this, but I think we have a call.
Yeah, we do.
Do
we have a call?
Fuck yeah.
Do we have a call? Is he on the air?
Can't hear him.
Hold on. We can't hear him yet? Okay, caller, you're on the air. Welcome to Bad Advice.
Hello?
Hello, caller. Nope. And the caller went away.
I wanted to say was get it queued up. Ron, you say just ask. The truth is, and Eli can vouch for me on this. Some men are better at certain things than they are to others. Now, I actually am very good at dirty talk. It's one of my specialties.
You think you are?
I know I am.
Okay.
I'm excellent.
We are not going to have a test this week because we just don't have the time, but maybe next week, Vic.
But there are...
Spit some game.
No, I'm really good.
Let's pretend. Really,
unfortunately, it's to the homeless guy in the alley.
From the 7-Eleven.
Who weighs 140 pounds.
No, I'm really
good. And farts in their cubicle.
But as Eli probably would agree with me, there are probably some men who aren't.
Yeah.
And that's a turnoff. You could say to a guy, talk dirty to me, but if he doesn't know how to do it,
he's not comfortable with it. He's not like, going to be good at it.
Well, that's where the meat
he's
comes
like, yeah,
in.
He's like, yeah, germ.
I don't understand germ. How to need help, but I love her so much right now.
Yeah, I don't get
what if his dirty talk, he's like, yeah.
Because
yeah.
The way to a man's heart is through his stomach. If you tell
a, that's already been used.
If you tell a guy who's hesitant to talk dirty, he's going to be all awkward about it, and that's just going to ruin everything.
You could ask me anything.
But throw
but
me
also,
by example. And apparently he's
can
he's
you just
fine.
Lead by example?
Yeah, that's another idea. She could just be like, yeah, your dick's so big. And he'd be like,
what you said.
Oh, your pussy's so tight. Like, you know, and then all of a sudden.
Yeah, but if he's not used to it, he might be like, well, your pussy's so big. And then
exactly.
You're out. Thanks for stopping by.
That's why I'm going to recommend cue cards.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Exactly. You see, I would have to pre-write
crib
stuff.
Notes.
This is why a
like
lot
talking
of marriages.
Dirty
Let's
for
get
dummies.
Siri involved. Have Siri. Can we get like a male Siri?
How do I dirty talk?
Siri, touch
I'll
me
ask
so
her
bad.
Right now. I'll ask her right now.
I love the tri-tips day.
Okay. Yeah,
keep bringing in meat, baby.
Siri, let's see. Siri, how?
Don't be bringing in.
Vic is actually asking
in.
Siri how to talk dirty.
Siri, how do I talk dirty?
Let's see. We actually
go
are we going to get an answer? Oh,
Siri, your language.
There you go.
Oh, what'd she say? Really,
she's
Siri
upset
just said, "Victor,
language.
Your language."
Yeah, you asked how to talk dirty.
That's
and your
not
phone
helping.
Told you to back off.
In what language?
All right. Well, I would say the other thing is that her husband, like, he just grunts. Now, that's got to be a little disconcerting if you're a woman. Just like,
my advice is for the husband.
What's that?
Is
to, I have a bit about that.
Yeah, about grunting?
Yeah,
is it you or the guy?
No, it's the guy.
My advice is to the husband. If you like grunting so much, go fuck a gamer chick. Likes orcs and trolls.
Yeah, the
fantasizes about that. Like,
I'd do that. I'm into that.
He like.
You're gonna go fuck a guy who likes.
Okay,
orcs
next
and
week I'm gonna be here with a panel of not really crazy people. And
no, you're not.
I think this,
know
this is
no crazy people.
You
actually,
get strippers.
This is why there are a lot of people cheating on their husbands and wives because where they go is online, and if the husband or wife isn't talking dirty, you can go online. And that's where these chat. Things are happening. People are cheating on their wives, right?
Totally.
No, it happens all the time. Yeah.
That's not why I would cheat. I'm not going
to
cheat.
We have a call?
But.
All right. Caller. We have a caller. You're on the air with bad advice.
You've got 6 minutes.
Hello.
Hey, how are you? Who am I talking to?
Jason.
Hey, Jason. Welcome to Bad Advice.
Got a question?
Hello?
Can you hear us?
You lonely?
Jason?
Jason, you were just there.
We miss you already, Jason.
I think he's touching himself.
He sounded handsome.
Let me hear you grunt.
Jason was going to talk dirty. Jason went away. All right. Well, we're working on some technical difficulties in the sound.
At some point,
booth,
we're
going
to talk to somebody. It's
going to
be awesome.
Jason's playing mind games with us, just like a
All right. Well, we'll move on to the next question then.
Next question.
You know, my best advice, like I say, is either lead by example or get him some notes. Like, write out what you would like him to say.
Make him memorize it and practice on stage in front of people.
This couple is sexually incompatible, and they should end it.
Attaboy.
There you go.
Way to give him some leeway there, buddy.
Vic's angry again.
As opposed to just hire a cue card guy to stand behind the bed.
No, I would end it. This is called bad advice, right?
Yeah. It is.
Just give up. Just give up.
All right. Well, here's one. This one comes to us from Dave in Phoenix. It says, while away on a business trip to Seattle, I hooked up with a cocktail waitress and caught something. Oh. How do I tell my wife?
Was it a fish? Was he out fishing?
Yeah, well, he doesn't say what he caught, which is a little weird. Exactly.
It was a deadly catch.
I'm going to assume herp.
I'm going to go, if Ron's right, and if it's something you're going to see, what you do, and this may be too good of an advice, but I think what you do is you sneak in late at night, because you can't tell her. What are you going to tell her? There's no way. You sneak in late at night, you lick her face. You hope when you wake up in the morning, you both have it, you call her a dirty whore, and you move on.
That sounds good.
So the best advice. Defense is a good offense.
I like that idea.
Is that a bad idea? I think that's a fantastic idea. That's how I did it. I mean,
here's an
good
idea. How about you stop fucking cocktail waitresses while you're married?
Well, he will now.
Yeah, that's probably That's some real advice.
Where was the business?
You can get a T-shirt. Unless they're 840 pounds, because they're not going to talk.
Drew, where was the business trip?
What was it or where?
It makes a difference, which city.
He went to Seattle.
Okay, Seattle. Then don't stop going on business trips in Seattle. That's what I was.
That's where all the whores are.
What if you get your wife a T-shirt that says, "My husband went to Seattle, and all I got was that shit on his lip." A T-shirt that says that?
That's a good T-shirt.
That's fine. I have three of those T-shirts.
Well, either that, or he could just say, "Listen, I got you something while I was away."
He's got to tell her. It's the thought that counts.
He could say, "Look, I met a girl who was hotter than her, hotter than you. I had to fuck her. I was stupid because I thought, well, if I'm fucking a girl this hot, I better not wear a condom. And so I didn't. And now you have herpes."
Just sick of these guys who cheat. Yeah. Why do you do that? If you make a commitment to your wife, don't fuck other women.
Can you make up your mind if I'm going to like you or not, please?
Yeah, I know. Vic goes back and forth. Like, what makes him angry?
I agree with Vic, though.
He's like that flower I keep picking.
Me and Vic are on the same.
Has anyone here ever been married? Anyone on this panel?
Yes, I was married for 9 years.
Seriously?
And I was on the road.
Did you cheat?
For 12 of those years.
Never. I mean, but the thing is, of course I didn't cheat, but that's like there's a joke that Chris Rock does about like when dudes brag about paying their child support, like, "I'm paying my child support." Of course you pay your child support. You're a fucking man. That's what men do. And that's the same thing. You're married. You don't fucking cheat. It's a simple thing. And I was on the road with chicks being like literally just saying, "Hey, do you want to go fuck in the hotel room?" And me going, "No, I'm married." And they're going, "I don't really care." So women.
I have a question. Yes. Are you still married?
No.
Do you now think, "Man, I wish I would have fucked that chick in a hotel room?"
No, because after I was single, I fucked a bunch of chicks.
All right. It's okay. About integrity.
Yeah.
Is it
about
really?
Commitment,
really?
and honestly, like if you shouldn't get married if you can't not.
This is a lot of good advice.
Yeah, Vic hasn't taken all of this, and Vic hasn't taken his hand off my balls throughout the whole
entire
show.
Time.
By the way, thank you
because you haven't removed it.
Thank you very much.
I mean, the bad advice would be just fuck your wife without telling her, and then when she gets herpes, you'd be like, "Look, you fucking."
That's what Gus just said.
That was Gus's, except without saying it's bad advice.
Are you my wife? Because you don't listen to me. That's
what
I said.
Well, I'm glad we were able to help. We have one more quick question, and then we're going to wrap this up with a couple little things about what everybody's doing. Let's do this one real fast. We only got 2 minutes. This one comes to us from Ray in Sioux City, Iowa. Ray wants to know, he says, my girlfriend loves to pop zits on my back. It grosses me out. Should I let her?
What is it with women who love to do this? Eli?
You ever do that, Eli?
That's like our new... Women like who to love do to pop zits on our panel today.
Well, nothing brings a couple closer than, you know... but why... I mean, he says it grosses him out, but he allows her to do it. He could just, you know...
Because she loves it. I mean, you're trying to make your woman happy.
Uh-huh. A lot of women love doing that. I've had many women.
That's because they all pop their zits. You're not supposed to pop your zits.
What do you mean? How many zits do you have in your back where you have this gaggle of women showing up?
You see
to
how
pop
much hair he
back?
Has? Those aren't even zits. They're ingrown hairs.
I like popping a woman's zits.
Do you?
Me personally, yeah. I enjoy that. It brings...
I don't even want to go out to dinner with her if she's got them.
Are you serious?
Zits don't bother me.
You're serious, right?
I enjoy it, yeah. I mean, I think, you know, I love a woman that's imperfect. If she has zits,
well, that's because that's what you're getting.
Yeah.
I'll accept her for whatever type of facial.
Oh, that's kind of nice.
So you think he should just
sweet? I wouldn't expect that from you, Vic.
Suck it up and let her do it.
I'm a nice guy.
Well, Vic spent 6 years with a woman with a thick goatee, so that was nice.
We've only got 45 seconds, guys.
Shows, what are you doing?
I know, Vic, you have something you'd like to plug
here? I just want to encourage everyone, if they could find me, check out my webpage, viccohen.com, and Facebook friend me, Vic Cohen.
Vic needs that because he's got a lot of zits. Ladies,
a lot better
ladies,
than
you can
friending
pop,
him in real life.
You can fart on Vic and pop zits, all available on his website.
No,
I have two shows coming up.
Ken August has the weekly wrap-up every Sunday here at Skid Row Studios. What do you got there, Ron?
June 11th, Comedy for Dorks at the Improv. And then June 13th, I'm doing Uncle Clyde's Comedy Contest.
All right.
Nice.
Vince Royale, Brea Improv, June 19th.
And I will be on that show as well. Yes. So come see me and Vince. Eli, I believe you'll be.